Folks, we are live here at Studio D. Championship Sunday is close. Tonight here live in studio, myself, Degenerate L, Maniac, Topher, and the two best producers here in Western New York, DJ Supreme and producer Burrs. We got a big Sunday ahead of us.
Large Sunday.
We are back, Grandma Mora's round two. Last time we were there, the score wasn't great, but we had a great time.
The only thing there were more of at Grandma Mora's than Nate Peter interceptions was the crowd. That's all I can say. Specials being ordered up and everything like that. It was an absolute intense atmosphere, crazy atmosphere. Can't wait to see what the train passengers bring for Championship Sunday.
Exactly. We might have been down four touchdowns, but
partying like we were going to the Super Bowl.
Thank you.
Yeah, it doesn't matter. The Patriots, they could win by a billion points. Brady throws 10 touchdowns with his left hand. It cannot be worse than that game that we witnessed against the Chargers. The deals are still incredible with tacos.
Let's hear some. Let's hear some of these deals.
List them off.
All right, so some of these deals. We got three tacos for $5. $5 lime margaritas.
Casa Noble shots.
Can't forget those. Every Bortles touchdown, folks.
Yeah, seriously.
$15 beer buckets. $14.65 Hurdle Avenue. Don't go to Max. What are you going to do at Max? Nothing's happening there on Sunday, okay? Get to Grandma Mora's, and now I could not be more happy to introduce former NFL defensive tackle. He is currently, for I think it's two seasons now, at St. Joe's head football coach. We got Derek Landry in the house. Here we go.
Give him a standing up.
Here we go. Give him a standing up.
Yeah, well done.
Here we
well
go.
Done. Well
Here
done.
We go.
Thank you for your service.
Where is Coach Landry? Coach Landry is finally here. Thanks for joining us tonight, Derek.
I'm here. Thank you for having me.
So, we got to talk about this. What do we got? 3 o'clock, Jags, former Jag,
oh, yeah.
Going to New England. And then after that game at 6:30, we have the Eagles, once again, home dogs, playing the Vikings. So, you played for a few teams in your NFL career. Who are you rooting for in this playoffs right now?
Well, I got a few buddies that are still playing for the Eagles, so I'm pulling for them. Fletcher's still out there playing real well. Brandon Graham's playing real well. And Foles was a rookie my first stint up there, so I'm pulling for those guys. I hope they do well.
The pull for guys you still play with, obviously. Yeah. I mean, now, 3 o'clock, we got Jags, Patriots. As Buffalo fans, Buffalo people, it's very tough who to root for. Because you got Doug Marrone, you got Marcel Darius, but then obviously you have Bill Belichick and Tom Brady. People don't want to see him a ring again. But in my opinion, I want to see the better Super Bowl. Do I want to see Bortles and Marrone in the Super Bowl?
Getting lost in that shuffle as well, Stephon Gilmore on the Patriots.
Oh, yeah.
Do you want to see Stephon Gilmore in the Super Bowl?
That's a good point.
I'm a Bortles believer.
I know you are. You're a big Bortles guy.
Yeah, but one thing you got to give credit to the Patriots for is every Super Bowl they're in has been an incredible game. Going back to that Carolina Super Bowl, that low-key was one of the best football games I've ever watched. So it's going to be an exciting one if it's Patriots-Vikings. They got to go into enemy turf and win. I don't know.
Oh, that horn's going to be going nuts.
Yep. The Viking clap.
And no question, I mean, you got Hogan still over there with the Patriots, too. Is he going to get two?
That's a
good... I
don't know. That's another good point. It's just... Personally, my opinion, I know you're a Bortles believer. I want to see a good Super Bowl. I would love to see England go into Minnesota in a home Super Bowl, which you've never seen before.
Love this point, though, because this was happening when the Jacksonville Jaguars were up, like, 28-14 last week, 35-21. People are like, I don't want them to keep going because they have no chance of being the Patriots. Now it's another week, and you're saying you don't want them to go because they're not going to be in a good Super Bowl. You think that pretty soon, you know, destiny is just going to take over and you're going to be a Bortles believer?
That's true.
Yeah. You keep us in. The fact is, if they can get out front, their defense can pull the rest of the weight for sure. It's all about the strong start for Jacksonville and obviously maintaining the run game. I wholeheartedly believe that their defense can shut New England down.
Yeah, I was to you now. That Jacksonville defense, what are your thoughts? They're athletic, they're big, very fast. Is that a big matchup issue for this Patriots offense?
You've got to have a good front four against New England. You've got to put pressure on him with four, and you've got to do it early. And then, like you said, get ahead of him. That's kind of the key to the success against the Patriots. they have those guys. Now, you saw last week against Pittsburgh, they blitz very rarely through the game, maybe five times the whole game.
Mm-hmm.
They just let those four guys go, and they're good players. I think there might be two or three with 10-plus sacks, which is rare in the NFL nowadays. So they have it. It's a matter of who's going to show up, who's going to make those plays and be that difference in the playoffs. It's the playoffs, man. Anything can happen.
That's true. And another topic about this Patriots team is this the end of an era? You got both coordinators potentially on the way out. See you later. The linebackers coach potentially going to Arizona. I mean, this is a big, could be what, I don't want to say final run for this team, but a lot of changes could be happening with this team this offseason.
Well, it's interesting because in the early 2000s, they won three Super Bowls in 4 years, and then the coordinators left. And then, relatively, for the Patriots, they went into a little bit of a lull, didn't win another Super Bowl until 2014. So, are we going to see something similar here if they win it this year?
But that's the thing. They don't have time like that with Brady and Belichick and in the status that they are right now. This is kind of – I wouldn't say this is it for Brady. Could I see him play two, three more seasons after this? Yes. But if this is the offseason where, see it both coordinators and potential other assistants, I don't think they have that kind of time with Brady.
I'm getting a little bit more nervous about my pick, but I still think that Brady only has one more year left in him after this. I know it sounds ridiculous.
Regardless,
he's still a top five QB. I mean, you're just seeing he's not the same guy. I know he can pretend like he is, and the stats kind of tell a story that he is. But I just look at him. I mean, I don't see the same player that I was seeing 3 to 5 years ago. He looks like a different guy. I mean, tell me I'm wrong, Darren. Tell me I'm wrong and that he's the GOAT, and I'm an idiot for thinking so, and he's going to be a QB for another 10 years for him.
I think you're wrong.
Ooh. That would be a first.
Okay, look, he's going to go down. I know we're in Buffalo. He'll go down as the best quarterback ever until proven otherwise. All right?
That I agree with. I'm with you a million percent.
It's just going to happen. The guy, year after year, does it. 3 years ago, they were trying to say he was done. They started. They had a terrible start to their season, and he was done. He was washed up. They need to get rid of him, find a new guy. Then he comes out. They go to the playoffs. He does his normal thing. It's just they find a way to win. They peak at the right times. They do the right things, and they win. Best coaches. He's one of the best players. When you kind of have that combined,
mm-hmm.
It happens. I mean, he's had, I don't know, what, four offensive coordinators through his time. He just keeps doing it. They have a system. They believe in it. It works. And, man, until somebody knocks him off their throne consistently, he's the guy. And you can't, I don't think there's anybody you can replace him with.
I hate to bring this up right now.
Oh, jeez.
Someone right now name me the four quarterbacks that are left in these playoffs.
Foles, Keenum, Bortles, and some dude.
I mean, it's
some Uggs model.
Do you have to ask this question? And I hate to do it. Frank and Cheek DeWalga is gonna love it. Does this mean as a? Do you give
no,
Tyrod?
No.
So he's done. No matter what.
Keenum was looking like a superstar all year. They have a top three defense. You have a top three defense, you're gonna make a run no matter what, pretty much. I mean,
that's what I'm
saying. Top five.
Okay, so what if you have Tyrod, load up on that D.
Yeah, I mean, right? Maybe, but I mean, it's all about what offense you want to run. I mean, from the second McDermott came in, it seemed like Tyrod was out of place. He had if he was making great plays in the beginning of the year, last year, started to sputter,
mm-hmm.
instantly benched him, when a lot of people thought that was a bonkers move. People are like, oh my God, Peterman must be tearing it up in practice. He was going to go for 300 yards, yada, yada. It was a terrible move to bench him, which really just kind of shows me that they don't believe in him at the end of the day.
Yeah.
They went back to him kind of out of a reaction. I mean, I just think that everything they've done since McDermott took over and Bean took over has been anti-Tyrod, and I just see him staying that course. Like, I think they would rather honestly roll with Alex Smith than Tyrod, which a lot of people find similar.
I mean, I like the Alex Smith option. Draft a quarterback this year. Let the guy sit out a year or two. And roll with Alex Smith. I like that a lot. I feel like if Alex Smith is playing in Jacksonville, that game's a different story. And it's kind of funny that the Bills' defense held that team to, what, 10 points? We only scored
13. Worked them at home. At home.
At home.
Them.
That
absolutely.
Game's at the Ralph. I'm sorry.
We win. The game's at the Ralph. The Bills win that game.
The Bills
win
that game.
I like the Alex Smith thing, too. I don't necessarily know if you need to draft a guy and take him. Get him. You need a guy that the defense has been good around here for as long as I've been around. They've been solid. They've got good players. They play hard. I think this coaching staff did a great job. I love the idea of benching Tyrod. I think they should have done it sooner. But I think you need a guy with the defense they have that's just going to manage a game for him, do the right things, not try to do too much. Don't put him in bad situations, or at least as little as he can. And just manage that game and let him win the way that they've been winning with defense. And then come up with a few big plays here or there.
But isn't that what kind of Tyrod does?
No.
I know he doesn't make that. He doesn't make the big throw, but isn't he kind of more of a game manager like Alex Smith? Like, I know he's not an Alex Smith. Don't get me wrong. I'd rather have Alex Smith. But isn't Tyrod the kind of guy who doesn't turn the ball over? Plays it simple. Like, there's no real, it's not too flashy. He picks up, you know, those third downs with his legs.
So I'm sure that's what they told him. This is what we need you to do.
Yeah.
But instead of trying to press maybe a little bit, make that throw that he should make, mm-hmm. he won't do it because he's scared.
That's true.
Right? He doesn't want to throw that pick because they're telling him, we just need you to manage it. So he's not taking an educated risk on what he should. But, you know, those guys watch so much film, it's ridiculous. We're kind of, picking holes here or there, but they see everything. They got it on computers. It's all broken down. I mean, you guys would be crazy to go in there and see what they see every day, and that's why they probably bench the guy.
All right, so before, you got something?
Well, no, just real quick. It's been a storyline for the last 2 years. The receivers were hurt last year. Watkins didn't play in a lot of games. They traded Watkins and didn't sign Woods, so the receivers weren't, top of the league, per se, as far as names go. The biggest thing I noticed, with Tyrod over the last 2 years, if you want to hate on him for all you want to hate on, is that it seems like it's an inability to get the ball to the wide receivers. That was especially noticeable in Jacksonville. They weren't able to throw the ball any more than 10 yards downfield. Now, Alex Smith, in my opinion, doesn't have a better deep ball than Tyrod, but he is better at getting the ball down the field, which I think, honestly, stepping up from a game manager might be the only thing the Bills need to kind of get the wheels moving.
I agree. So, before we get to Topher, he's gonna rapid fire off some questions. He's gonna do a little maniac version of a lightning round. He did some prep work tonight, so we're gonna give him a chance real quick.
Oh god.
Let's get some predictions. Not who wins the Super Bowl, who's making the Super Bowl. So I'm gonna start off, Topher, in your opinion, what is that Super Bowl matchup gonna look like?
I'm gonna go
who's
with
moving on this weekend.
I know you're wearing the Eagles gear. I'm going with I feel like this is what most people are picking right now. Vikings, Patriots. Last year we had the first overtime Super Bowl ever. I just have that feeling in my gut. This year we're going to have the first team hosting the Super Bowl in their own stadium.
Okay.
And then in the AFC, I don't see any way that the Jaguars win. I'm sorry.
Yeah.
Until something like this happens, it's gonna catch me off guard whenever it happens. Maybe it happens Sunday, but I got to go with the Patriots. I agree. That you saw the Steelers get a lot of yards on, like, just bombs, stretch plays. I can see a guy like, as long as Brady's hand's okay, that's obviously a big factor. But a guy like Brandon Cooks, who had kind of a rough game last week, he had a few chances for deep balls where he kind of hesitated. But I think he can get free and stretch the Jags defense and get some big plays. So I'm going with the Pats.
Okay.
Damn. Look, if Jacksonville can get a few plays here or there and not, kind of limit Gronk to his stuff, is he going to get his stuff? And keep Deion Lewis in check, I think the Jags can do it. All they need to do is the ball to bounce their way a few times. So I'm going to take them in an upset. And then I got to go with my boys, the Eagles. I think it's going to be a tight game too. I mean, Minnesota's defense is ridiculous.
Yeah.
And they're going to keep them in check pretty much the whole time. But if they can limit that offense, I think they may make the plays to win. So I'm going to go with the two dogs here and see what happens.
Okay, so we're going to go 3 for 3 in different picks here. I'm going to go with the Patriots move on. They're going to go to another Super Bowl. They're not going to lose to Jacksonville at home. But I do like the home dog Eagles. A lot of people were all over the Falcons last week. A very good quarterback in Matt Ryan. And that Eagles defense kept them in check. Eagles are home once again. Slightly more of dogs, this time 3.5 points. I'm going with the Eagles defense to step it up once again. Case Keenum, I don't know. I think it's going to be a very, very close game. Eagles at home. We're going to get an Eagles-Patriots Super Bowl rematch.
Rematch of 2004?
Yep. I like Eagles-Patriots to be in the Super Bowl matchup.
Does Foles throw up on the field in that Super Bowl in the last drive?
No.
No, he's a stud, man.
Yeah, Alshon Jeffrey is saying in the postgame, Foles was out of shape. He's throwing up on the final drive. Not so fast, Al, okay? You might like the Eagles, and I know you're doing it for Derek sitting next to you in that green, okay? The Vikings are going to roll. 22-7, they don't take the foot off the pedal like they did last week. Foles isn't able to get over midfield until the third quarter. It's going to be a massacre in Philly. I'm sorry, folks. And for the Bortles believers out there in Foxborough, we will be leading at half. the Jaguars will be leading that game at half. Then that, you know, that's when the third team comes in. The Zebras. The Zebras come in, they get the call from Goodell.
Yeah.
Nobody wants Jaguars, Vikings, Jaguars, Eagles. It's that simple. Nobody wants Jaguars, Vikings, nobody wants Jaguars, Eagles.
Ooh, sorry. Sorry, UB.
So with that said, I think Brady and them will eventually get it done. I think Jaguars cover the spread. Patriots move on. I think we're looking at Patriots, Vikings in the Super Bowl, and I think Vikings that's a good matchup for them, honestly.
But that's a great point he makes, is that there is no way the Patriots aren't in it.
Right? No way.
It's all about ratings. It's all about money. You cannot have Bortles and the Jags take on the Eagles or the Vikings. It just sounds so ugly. It's just not happening. Brady's going back against whoever, but I think it's going to be the Eagles.
You're probably right. They do need a new some type of gate to talk about. So,
yeah.
You know, whether it's the deflated ball or the spy game, whatever the heck's going on over there, they do need something.
They're going to be pumping too much noise in because the Patriots fans, you know, not to be honest, they're a little lackluster, okay? They're going to be pumping noise in. Speakergate is the new, it's going to be the new head of 2018.
They'll probably open up the dome or something like that and figure something out. Maybe serve beer to them before the game. Who knows?
Hey, Nick G703, this is a former NFL defensive tackle. Derek Landry played for the Eagles. He goes, who's the Eagles fan?
Must be a Cowboys fan.
That's got to be a Cowboys fan. Where's he living now?
That's Nicky G.
I know, but where's he living?
He lives everywhere. He's all over the place.
Okay, I wasn't sure if he was out in, like, Denver, Colorado.
He's a nomad.
But, all right, Topher, the floor is yours.
I can't believe I'm getting the torch passed to me
it's
here.
It's not official. We're not calling this the lightning round, but let's fire away on Landry while we have him here. We got it.
Before this starts, though, you know, everybody here's got a nickname. I don't for many of you guys. So
you do.
Yeah.
You better think about it.
I'm going with, I already gave you a nickname, Derek Zoolandry. And you can hit us with Magnum.
Wow, let's get to these questions.
You want a nickname?
Or just Eagles fan.
Hey, that could be it.
All right, here we go. Lightning rounds. We'll start with the common one that we ask everyone. Best wings in Buffalo.
Oh, man, I'm a Duff's guy. Actually, you know what? Elmo's right behind my house.
Oh,
best
man.
Wings in Buffalo.
Elmo's.
Real quick, how many times have we asked this question where the people go, nope, not that one? You know what I mean?
Well, they always say it, and then they're like, ooh, I don't want people like thinking that that's my place. You know, like you said Duff's, you're like, oh, nope, that's a mistake.
No,
we take that back right away.
When I first came here, that's where I went Duff's. I think they're better than Anchor Bar, my opinion.
Okay.
And then I went to Elmo's. Actually, right by UB.
Yes.
Man, they do
big fan Elmo's.
They do a great job. I love their wings over there.
Double dip.
All right. Craziest thing, you're wearing the Eagles shirt. Craziest thing you've ever seen at Lincoln Financial Field.
I mean, there's some things I probably can't say.
Say them.
On air.
Say
it. I mean, I'll put it this way. There's stories that I've heard, too, from guys from the old stadium where they used to have rats that were about this big down in their locker room eating the protein bars they used to have in their lockers and everything. They used to have a prison down there, right? You guys all know that.
I know about the jail. I know about the jail below the
Central Way locker room.
But you're talking about frisbee-sized rats here?
Oh,
that's horrifying.
Oh, yeah. Yeah. You couldn't leave a sandwich or anything in your locker. The rats would come up.
Were you
devour that thing.
Real quick, were you there when Eagles fans shot Santa Claus?
No, I was not. I wish I was, because that's fantastic.
I love Philly, honestly. That stadium's going to be bumping this weekend.
Yeah.
So.
No, look, it's a good crowd. Philly reminds me a lot of Buffalo. And
yeah.
Whether they win or lose, they're going to, you know, MF them if they lose. They're going to love them when they win. They're going to still love them when they lose. But, man, they're there no matter what. And it's just a good time all the way around. Both places, they're great. I love them.
Real quick, speaking of that Philly passion, the Philly, you know, authorities have warned all store owners and everything, just lock your gates on Sunday. Like, we're not going to be answering any calls. Like, we're not going to be, we've got all our personnel out there ready to go. Just board them up and lock the gates. We're not making any house calls.
So we've got the Bills Mafia here that jump through tables off of buses and all that crazy crap that they do before games.
Yeah, yeah.
And the Philly fans, after the game, that's when they do all their damage. So we had actually the chief of police, the same type of thing you're talking about. He came in to talk to us. And he told us we better win. Because when we don't, bad things happen in Philly.
But what if they win? What if they're going to the Super Bowl?
Well, then it's it's all good. And nobody cares what happens. Nobody reports anything. You burn this place down. It's all good. We won.
This is the inside of the NFL you never hear about. You hear the inspirational speeches. You see the film breakdown. But you never see city authorities come in and say, if you don't win, this neighborhood has a problem. Like, big time. That just speaks to that Philadelphia passion.
Or you never hear, like, Vikings players hide your sandwich. You know what I mean? Like,
they'll stash your protein bars.
Don't leave those things around.
Here we go.
All right, here we go. East Coast versus West Coast.
Man, I'm a West Coast guy, so I have to go with my hometown.
All right. So, I think I know the answer to this next one. Tupac versus Biggie.
Actually, I'm a big fan of both, man. I like Biggie. He did some good things.
He did some good things.
So, it's Biggie.
On the mic. On the mic, that is.
Okay.
Outside of that, you know, it's a little bit different story.
Are you going to be checking out that new series about both of them? Looks into the two crimes.
Yeah, so it's looking pretty good.
It is. It's looking lit. That O.J. Simpson one last year was pretty good. Cuba Gooding killed it.
Yeah, I'll watch it.
Will Jacksonville ever be the same after Bills Mafia was there last weekend? Like the city itself?
No, they never seen anything like it down there.
Were scared.
It's a college town, and to have these guys coming in with tables off the airplane, going through the conveyor belts and all that, I think it's great. That's one of the things I love about Buffalo.
Do you have a process at St. Joe's?
Oh, yeah.
Like, do people trust this process?
Well, they better trust it, but I'm not going to tell it to you.
We're not going to hear it. He's
not just going to give you his process. You know, he's got a process, but he's not just going to give it to you.
All right, fair enough. Last one. Does this train ever stop?
From looking at what I see going on right now, this train is going to keep on going, man.
Yeah.
I love it.
Last one. The second last one. Is it cold up here? Maniac's got his gloves on.
I was a little
People
worried.
Are commenting.
You know, we got the gold mics to kind of keep it warm in here. You got the gloves on. I think my daughter wears some, like, socks like the holy ones.
Oh, too. My God. So I got the hole. I just showed the hole in the sock. Terrible. My mother is going to be pissed.
But right. A big question, though. People were asking us. We put pictures up of you before the show. Landry's coming on. Coach of St. Joe's. People want to see Joe's take over this Canisius rivalry. It's a big thing. You know, you guys were a little injury plagued last year. You had some things happen. Big plans in 2018. Is Joe's taking down Canisius?
Man, I love our team. We've got a great group of young kids that believe now. And I couldn't say that before, but the kids that we have in there believe. A scary thing. You got a group of kids that don't care about anything else, that aren't worried about anything else, that aren't scared anymore. And they have a mission. They're on a mission. So it's going to be an exciting time. So to answer your question, come out to next year's game. I can't tell you the date yet because we're working on some different scheduling stuff, but it's going to be an exciting time. And, you know, they had a good run. You got to hand it to them. They were a good team, one of the better teams on and off for the last couple years, but things come to an end.
Love it. Hey, from what I watched a lot of Canisius film last year. I was breaking it down for my guys at Williamsville. They had a great squad, but hey, your boys believe. And like you said, whether it's the Eagles believing, you know, as a home dog, or whether it's these kids believing when they take the field that weekend that they can win the game, with you as the first believer,
I'm a believer. And this attitude in this room and the way it's been weeks, months, the past year, what is our attitude? This train never stops. Derek Landry, thank you for joining us tonight. Topher, Maniac, everyone in this room, appreciate it. Thank you for joining us. Good night now.